It's your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. Thanks for tuning us in. Today we're talking about the power of lunch. It sounds silly, but we've both found some amazing and profound things can happen when we invite the right people to join us for the midday meal. Listen in as we talk a little bit about the lessons from lunch. Enjoy.
I had lunch with my accountant.
Hey, accountant, let's have lunch.
Well, it's funny because she thought it was a little bit odd. She was like, why? she didn't actually ask me why, but she said, you know, people don't invite me to lunch. They just expect me to do things for them. So for you to invite me to lunch, and I explained when it said, I just wanted to spend time with you. I wanted to get to know you. She's taken over the business from my former accountant, Mike. She had been working with the firm for a long time, bought her way into a partnership, has been working on my taxes for the last couple of years, pretty much solo of Mike. And so I was like, you're my accountant now. So I went to lunch with Mike. I want to go to lunch with you and know you. And we had this lovely conversation. I mean, I learned about her and her children and her faith and her business and her husband and just stuff. And it was like, everyone should take their accountant to lunch.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I think it was my mentor at Rollins College for a while was Tom Hope. And so I reported to him and he was really good about helping me through some stuff. I've mentioned him on the show before. He gave me one of my best, whatever you call it, like the yearly annual feedbacks. And it was like feedback that I was like, that's dumb. Like, that's just a dumb thing that I did. But it was really like, you got something done. Doesn't matter that you don't think there was value to it. It was that you got it done. But yeah, his thing was, and he had been given some advice of never eat alone. And I think I need to get back to that. It's just like, it, you know, not necessarily always eat out.
Yeah.
Not necessarily always have to spend money or stuff like that. Because I think that's part of it for me is like, oh, it's 20 bucks to go eat now and, sort of thing. But yeah, as much as you can, try to engage with other people.
Yeah. I think that's a good idea. I like that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you're just eating anyways, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so may as well do it with another human being. I don't remember you naming Tom Hope, because that name just struck me. That's just a cool name.
It is a cool name.
What does Tom do now?
He is over at a company downtown. He was at UCF, high up in the marketing chain there. Came over to Rollins, VP of marketing there. Ended up going back to UCF when they got the new, the president right after hit. And was like second, what do they call it in the, for the presidency, the person who, chief of staff.
Oh,
so
yeah,
he was the chief
yeah.
of staff and he was like an assistant chief or the second chief of
That's
staff.
That's a serious role.
It was a serious role.
I would never want to be one of those.
But that was the president that got let go because of all the number stuff.
The Steve like, something. Steve.
Yeah, he. I don't think he got a fair shake, but he was the one that was there.
Oh, that was the
and
situation?
So, yeah. Wow. So I don't know enough about it to say that for sure, but it felt like it was historically something that had happened. Hit had already left, so they couldn't really blame him.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't remember if he was even still alive at that point.
Yeah.
I think he passed away after, but yeah, so he got the blame. And so now he's at a company downtown, really happy, young company that does a lot of the stuff that you heard about, like when Google first started out, like the... A lot of food trucks and a lot of taking care of food for you and, you know, ping pong and whatever in the office and stuff like that. So I think he's pretty happy there.
Fun. Cool.
Yeah.
Interesting. Good epilogue.
Hey, it's Nick. Thanks for listening. What's the reason you don't have more meals with people? With friends, not just random people. Figure out what that is. And even if you just increase your meals with people by one per week, that's progress, and I think you'll see some positive results. Have a great day.